Namhla kumthembiso.
Today is an engagement.
Umakhulu,
is the young lady here?
Abakafiki.
There to the front.
Oh, ich sehe dich nicht.
Sengizocela labake abathembisayo bafike la.
Now I'll ask those getting engaged to come forward.
Angithi niyayazi le ntombi.
You know this lady from Ephaya.
Ya Uncle Philip.
The daughter of Philip.
Na lentsizwa yale. Elokhuzini
from Malelane.
Emalelane. Uyise uJohn Powers.
Father being John Powers.
Ngaba novali izolo izolo ngashaya ucingo ngathi uphu Jonathan bathu seSwazini nabasha bashumayela ivangeli ngithi hey kaze ukuthi uzoba khona yini.
Yesterday I wondered whether he's going to make it because I heard that he was in Swaziland with others preaching and I thought, well, is he going to be able to be here?
Niyabona ngisem phakathi kwabo.
You see, I stand between them. It's not yet their marriage. This is their engagement. And I'll speak about it soon. The ring that he gives her means that I will keep myself until marriage. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that on this day your children can stand before us to get engaged. But Lord, it's not just the engagement, but it's also the meeting and joining with you. Be with them, Lord, in your grace. Grant that their lives would shine like the sun.
Amen.
Amen.
The text to Silfunda. Kutimothi wokuqala isahluko sesine ivesi leshumi nambili.
1 Timothy 4:12.
Incwadi yokuqala kaTimothi isahluko sesine ivesi leshumi nambili.
The first letter to Timothy chapter 4:12.
Makungabikho umuntu odelela ubusha bakho. Kepha yiba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngezwi nangenkampo nangothando nangokholwa nangokuhlanzeka.
Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Njengokuba senizwileke ukuthi umthembiso njengoba
as you've heard that it is an engagement, you've seen the young man, the young lady. We don't get engaged like others.
I remember when kuphuzwe notshwala kudanswe kwenziwe zonke izinto.
When I was young, an engagement would be done with alcohol, dancing, and all manner of things.
Kodwa lapho sihlangana nenkosi sathi hayi singaqhubeki ngaleyo ndlela. Asikwenze kube umthandazo kube inkonzo bathembise khona esontweni.
But when we became Christians, we said it cannot be in the old way anymore. Let it be rather a service in front of the congregation.
Njengokubani babonile bemila ngimi phakathi kwabo. Akukabishona ukubona umshado. Kuse umthembiso.
As you saw them standing here, I am standing between them because it's not yet their marriage, it's just their engagement.
Bahlukene bazohlangana bathintana umsukwane beshada.
They are separate. They will only touch each other when it is the day of their wedding.
Uma beshada bafaka ingubo emhlophe neveli elichaza ukuthi intombi nto futhi ingubo emhlophe akakathintwa ndoda.
Where she will wear a white dress and veil, symbolizing that she is not touched by any man.
Kwinkosi ukuba kuqonywe qanyana behlangana ngokwasezweni abaningi bagila imkhuba uma sebe thembisile bengakashadi.
It's dangerous to imitate the world. Many fall into sin because they mess around before their wedding.
Omunye uthi noma ngimthinta noma ngimqabula akho lutho engikuzwayo unamanga lo muntu. Kusho ukuthi ke uma kunjalo kufanele ukuthi uye kudokotela uyohlolwa.
Some say, but if we touch each other, it doesn't matter. I don't feel anything. Well, if that is the case, there's something wrong with you. You need to go to the doctor. Perhaps you're a eunuch.
Tinage siti sifuna ukuba sihlukane kuze kube usuku lomshado asithintani ngamaseli. Asishayelani ngingo, asibhalelani nezincwadi, ilo nalo ayigcine nje emsulwa.
We say no, let there be no contact, not just physical contact that there shouldn't be, but also with cell phones of and SMSs, any manner of contact, till the great day of their wedding.
Angamthola noyedwa oyisolayo. Ngokuthembisa kwakhe nokushada uma beqala kahle.
I haven't yet found a couple that regret having started well that they got married in that manner.
Manje izwi lethu lithi makungabikho odelela ubusha bakho.
Now our text says let no one despise your youth. These are young people.
Impilo abayiphilayo kufanele ukuthi ingadelelwa umuntu. Kungabikho umuntu obakhomba ngomunwe ukuthi bebeshayelana, bevakashelane. Uyadelelwa lo muntu.
Their lives must not be despised by anybody. No one should come and say that they've been messing around, phoning each other. And that
njengokuba nazi ukuthi lesi isikhathi esibi abantu bephila impilo engahloniphekiyo babe indlala abayizintombi nto nabayizinsizwa nsi.
As you know, we live in an evil, promiscuous age. There are very few pure girls and boys, very few virgins.
Uma behluleka ukuyigcina phambi komshado bazohluleka nokuyigcina emva komshado.
If they fail to be pure before their wedding, they will not be pure, they will fail to be pure after their wedding.
Anginamahloni ke phambi kwezwe lonke ukuba sithembise ngalendlela.
I'm not ashamed before the whole world that we get engaged in this manner.
Noma ungaba masulumani, amasulumani athi isizwe sabamhlophe isizwe sobufebe. Namandiya kodwa namhlanje singabuka noma bani emehlweni ebusweni sithi thina sikwenza kanje. Akekho ke noma ungaba isulumani noma ungabe umhindu ongahloniphi lendlela esiyenzayo.
We want this way to be respected by anybody, any religion, Muslim, Hindu, that they can see that this is upright and pure.
Kuphela abayisivive ekholweni, abakholwa mbumbulu, abangayithokozeli le, ngoba bathanda ukuba emkhubeni.
Only the lukewarm Christians who want to be immoral.
Ngikhumbula omunye umama wathi awu elo waphuca abantu intokozo nenjabulo nama nice time bavakashelane babendawonye wathi awu ivangelo lishumayelayo lisha lihle kodwa lento yenzayo uzuhlukanise abasha akukuhle.
I remember a certain lady saying to me, Erla, I like the gospel you preach, but not the way that you get married, for it robs these young people of the time which should be the nicest time in their life, where they can visit each other and enjoy each other before their wedding.
After Tanga's carting, I sent his wawuti, Mobangambuza, Unawa Matotagas, Etiginawo.
I asked her whether she had daughters. She said, yes, I do. That's why I say what I say.
Emva kwesikhathi ke ngezwa ukuthi unina wazo uwele sonweni. Ngathi angumangali. Yikho elwa nami. Ethi makungahlukani abesilisa nabesifazane.
After a while, I heard that she herself, the mother, had fallen into immorality. And so it didn't amaze me one bit that she was against this way of purity.
Kusho ukuthi wena makoti, nawe mkhwenyana, anophili impilo engenakudelelwa muntu, noma umJuda, noma umGriki. Ongabikho noyedwa okhomba ngomunwe ethi nyabona lo ubelandelwa amantombazana noma ubelandela amantombazana nentombazane yona ibiphethe kabi.
So to the young man, the young lady who've got engaged, let there be no one who points a finger and says this person had been messing around.
Siyabonga nokho noma umuntu sekonakele esemusha iseyisalukazi eyinsizwa entsha kodwa uselikhehla uma uza kuJesu uyakwazi akaguqule akwenze ube umuntu omusha sha kodwa ungaphindeli esonweni futhi.
We are so thankful though that a young person, even though they are like an old granny or an old man because of loose living, that if they come to the Lord Jesus, He makes them into brand new creations. But they mustn't go back to sin.
Manje izwi lithi, makungabikho umuntu okudelelayo. Kodwa iba isibonelo.
It says, let there be no one who despises you, rather be an example.
Thina esikholwayo kufanele ukuthi sibe isibonelo kwabanye abantu.
We believers must be examples to other people.
Isibonelo ngesiGreek typos angesiNgisi bathi type bonakale ngawe ukuthi kufanele ukuthi umuntu okholwayo aphile impilo enjani.
In the Greek it uses the word typhos or type. In other words, people that look at you as a young person must see what type of person you are.
Ngiyakhumbula lapho uJesu esevuka kwabafileyo.
Remember when Jesus arose from the dead?
Bekhoqela laba babengekho ukuthi uvukile. UThomas wathi hayi khona ngikholwa yilokho.
And they, the disciples shared with those who were not there, and all believed except for Thomas, who said, I don't believe it.
Wathi uThomas, uma ngingabonanga amanxebe ezandleni nasohlangothini ngeke ngikholwe ukuthi uvukile.
Thomas said, unless I feel the wounds in his side and in his hands, and I will not believe that he has been resurrected. Now, just as typhos in Greek means a type, he said, and example, Thomas said, unless I see that example of that type where I can feel with my hands, I will not believe.
Lapho uJesu esephakathi kwabo wathi, Thomas, letha umunwe, hlabela ohlangothini nasemanxebeni, wawa phansi.
Then when Jesus appeared, he said to Thomas, bring your hand here, put your fingers into my wound. He then fell down at his feet and said, my Lord, my God.
Wena uma uthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu uyisibonele kufanele ukuthi babone amanxeba kaJesu.
If you are a child of God, others should see the prints of Jesus, the wounds of Jesus in you, that they also fall down and say, indeed, this is the Lord.
Uma uyisibonelo kusho ukuthi kufanele ukuba phawuleke uJesu kuwe kubonakala amanxeba akhe kuwe nomuntu ongabazayo ophikisayo azathi sengiyakholwa manje nasi isibonelo uyisibonelo sikaJesu kubonakale amanxeba akhe empilweni yakho.
Who has done this? They should fall down, seeing the prints of Jesus in your hands. They should see the example of Jesus in you and fall down and say, the Lord is indeed the Lord. He has done it.
Akusho nje ukuthi ube yisibonelo, ube yiphetheni. Kodwa kuyajula kunalokho. Kuze kubonakale amanxeba kaJesu asohlangothini nasezandleni nasenyaweni zibe sobala empilweni yakho. Uyisibone lonke njalo. Uma bengakuboni lokho, unamanga uma uthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
It goes deeper than just saying be an example. It should be that the evidence of the wounds of Jesus, the wounds in his hands, his side, his feet, should be evident in you. Otherwise, you are lying if you say you're a child of God.
Sonke sikholwayo kufanele ukuthi sibe isibonelo. Uzwileke namhlanje ukuba isibonelo yini? UThomas wathi uma ngingasiboni leso sibonelo, ngeke ngikholwe uma qhamuka uJesu wabona isibonelo wathi inkosi yami wawaphansi wathi inkulunkulu wami nawe yimi isibonelo sinjalo noma abantu bephikisa ukukholwa kodwa lapho bebona isibonelo sakho bawe phansi baginqe phansi bathi iqiniso.
Now you see the deeper level of meaning about being an example, that they should see this example in you, that they should see the evidence of Jesus, and that they are forced to fall down and confess the Lord, that He has done it. Now it says, be an example to the believers, not just to the world, but to those who believe.
Ngoba abakholwayo bathanda ukwehla njalo, behlise istandard, bathi ungaphakamisi istandard kakhulu.
Because Christians have the habit of becoming sluggish and of bringing down the standard, saying, don't be too strict.
Omunye wakhuluma komunye umzalwane, wathi hayi hayi hayi. Yehlisa standard. Moso kusiphakamisa kakhulu uzolahlekelwa ingane zakho. Ngona ulahlekelwa zona. Kodwa standard sibe phezulu.
One person said to a Christian, look, don't be so strict. Rather just relax the rules a bit. Otherwise you'll lose your children. Well, rather lose the children than to bring down the standard of the Lord.
Amakholwa. Uma eyeka ehluleka ukuba isibonelo azoshona phansi awe aba yisivivi ngesikhashanyane kingakafi noba senisivivi.
If we lose obedience to being an example to the believers, the standard will be dropped. While we are yet alive, you'll see that lukewarmness will enter.
Ngoba inkinga namhlanje kwabakholwayo.
For the problem today is among Christians.
Ngoba bakholwayo bathanda ukwehlisa istandard.
Christians have the habit of bringing down the standard.
Bekhona umuntu oyingisi igama lakhe Oswald Chambers. Owathi, my utmost for his highest. Ube bambale umfihlakalo. Ukuthi ngizame ngamandla onke. Ngize ngifinyelele ekuphakameni. Istandard sokugcina. Senkosi uJesu.
Oswald Chambers was known to say, my utmost for his highest. Everything for the Lord.
Wena kholwa. Uyafaka yini amandla akho onke ekholweni.
You Christian, are you putting all your strength into being a Christian?
Is that true in your life that you can say it's my utmost for his highest? But we don't want the highest and God's highest. We want down here. Lukewarmness.
Kuyiqiniso yini mzalwane ukuthi uzama ngemzamo yonke ukuze uphakamise istandard likaNkulunkulu.
Iyo leyo ndoda eyasuka yathi ngingedwa mina kodwa angifuni ukuthi izilima zibe kimi. Angifuni ngibe mningi ngigcwale izilima kungcono. Uma ngedwa vo, kodwa ngibe isilima sika Jesu.
He would say, I don't want to be filled with foolishness. I want to rather be the fool of Jesus.
Yes. He says, I personally, not only to be a fool, but to be filled with fools. Filled with fools. Filled with fools. Are there some amongst us that are filled with fools?
Bakhona yini phakathi kwethu abagcwele iziphukuphuku?
What I noma ngisilima ngifuna ukuba isilima sika Jesu ngingedwa angifuni ukuthi ezinye izilima zibe kimi.
He said, I'd rather, if I'm going to be foolish, be the fool of Jesus, then I would be filled with fools.
I would be glad.
If you would hear that, I would really be sad. If you don't have an ear to hear, it says, be an example to the believers. Who are the believers? Believers in the original language means those who are faithful, honest, upright, trustworthy.
Not only I've accepted Jesus, but that you can be trusted. Umuntu azakwazi ukwethemba noma ekubona namhlanje noma ekubona ngesonto elizayo noma ekubona ngonyaka ozayo uyabona ukuthi useyikho lokho.
If they see you today or next week or next year, that they see that you are still who you are.
Iba isibonelo.
Be an example to the believers.
Nakulaba abantu abemiyo.
To the faithful, not that you are found doing something which is in opposition to faithfulness.
Ngesizulu-ke ukholwa kusho ukuthi uma uhlele etafuleni uhle uma ususuthi. Umuntu athi semo bese uthi ngikholiwe kusho ukuthi ngikholiwe ngisuthi ngiyalthanda nalelo gama.
The word chosen for the Zulu translation for believer is the one who is satisfied. If you are at the table and they ask you, would you like some more food, you say, no thank you, I'm satisfied. That word satisfied means believer. That's the word chosen.
UJesu wathi ophuza lamanzi uzobuya ome. Kodwa oya kuphuza lamanzi engikunika wona akayi koma naphakade.
Jesus said, the one who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but the one who drinks of the water which I shall give will never thirst again for all eternity. Sadly,
there
are none as thirsty as Christians, hungering and thirsting after the things of the world and the flesh.
Njengabantwana bakwa Israyeli besehlane bephumile eGibhithe.
Like the children of Israel in the wilderness, having been released from Egypt.
Bangene zonweni zokuyiphatha kabi zobufebe. Wehla uNkulunkulu ezulwini wabulala abantu abangamakhulu abangamashumi amabili nantathu. Bafa ngesikhashanyana. Wathi uNkulunkulu angivumi ukuthi phakathi kwami kube khona ukufebe.
They fell into sexual immorality and God in his wrath came down. 32,000 died in a day.
UNkulunkulu kwafuni ukuthi sisuke sishebe sihlangane nezinto zonke zomhlaba kodwa sihlukaniselwe yena sibe ngcwele.
God doesn't want us to mix with the things of the world. He wants us to be set apart for him. Holy.
Ngikhumbula omunye onsundu ngeminyaka emphambili Enkele ukuthi thina maZulu asihlangane eThixo. Asifani namaNdiya namaHindu azibazela isithixo, akhothamela isithixo, noma besakha ngopende, noma ngocingo, noma ngebumba.
I remember once a certain black man saying to me, "We Zulus don't worship idols like, for instance, the Hindus do. They have carved idols made of different materials. We don't worship things like that." He said that while worshipping the ancestral spirits, an animist. But the Bible says there are many types of idols. Remember when the prophet Samuel heard the sounds of the different things that Saul had come back with from the Amalekites, whereas God had said very clearly, kill everything, big and small, that which is great, that which is little.
Samuel wathi enkosini, Nkosi, yini engikuzwa endlebeni zami? Kube ngathi khala izimvu. Ngizwa nenkomo.
Then the prophet said to Saul, "Saul, what is this that I hear that is like the bleating of the sheep?" And the sounds of cattle, whereas God had said, "Kill everything." God doesn't want anything from the world, that which is sinful.
Why said he, "Oh, prophet, kankulunkulu, umabantu beboni nkomo ezikhuluphele nezimvu, basuke bathi, hayi, ngono singakubulali, silethe kube umnikelo kuJehova."
Then Saul tried to excuse it, saying, "Well, look, when the people saw the fattened cows and sheep, they thought, well, let's bring it and sacrifice it to the Lord."
Samuel wathi, "Nkosi, uNkulunkulu ufuna imhlatshelo yini? Namanoni enkomo yini? Awazi yini ukuthi ukulalela kukhulu kunemhlatshelo?"
Samuel then said, "Saul, don't you realize that God doesn't want the fat of these calves and of the sheep? He wants obedience, which is greater than sacrifice.
Ethi uma ungalaleli,
for if you don't obey,
ungalaleli kufana nokubhula,
disobedience
kufana nokukhonza ithombe,
is the same as witchcraft. It is the same as idolatry.
Maye kuwe. Ungakufundela ekhaya uma sekhaya incwadi yokuqala kaSamuel 15.
If you go
uzwela, athi uNkulunkulu ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu, ungalaleli izwi lakhe, uyabhula. Futhi ukhonza ithombe ngoba umlaleli uNkulunkulu."
If you go home now, go and read 1 Samuel chapter 15. See what God says about disobedience and witchcraft, idolatry.
uNkulunkulu uthi makungaphumi nezwi elodwa eliyize emlonyeni wakho.
God says, "Let not one idle word proceed from your mouth."
Kuthwa yiba nesibonelo ekhulumeni ngamazwi.
For it says in our text, "Be an example in word." In other words, in what you say.
Ngelinye ilanga abaFarisi nabasadusi bathuma masosha bathi hambani nyombamba uJesu nimlethe la.
The Pharisees and them had got together and had sent the soldiers saying, arrest Jesus and bring him here.
Uma bebuya baphuma bodwa babuya bodwa ababuyanga noJesu.
When they came, they did not come with Jesus. They came alone.
Bathi nimshephe uJesu.
And they said,
andizanga ngani naye. Bathi akaze kwenzeke ukuba simuzwe umuntu ekhuluma njengaye. Akaze kube khona umuntu okhulumayo njengaye.
The religious leaders said, but where is he? Why didn't you arrest him? And then the soldiers said, there is no man that speaks like this man.
But asikwazi kumbamba, asikwazi kumbopha. Ngamazwi akhe. Ake nginibuzeke bazalwane, noma nikholwa noma ningakholwa. Anjani amazwi enu, inkulumo yenu. Bayasho yini abasezweni, akaze khuluma umuntu njengaye. Amazwi akhe.
They couldn't arrest him because of his words. Can people in this world say there is no man that speaks like this man because of the words that proceed from your mouth? Be an example in word. It would be good that each one here would test and examine himself to see whether you have been an example in your words. How disappointing that people, Christians, have lips that are impure, speak that which is not correct, not right. Maybe gossip
too.
You know what gossip is? Whispering about a person who's not there?
Loco. Kuyinto kaSathane lolo limi lokhelwe umlilo wesihogo.
That is satanic. It is a fire lit in hell.
Ngoba ukuhleba ukhuluma ngomuntu engekho kulimaza ngezindlela eziningi.
Because gossip, speaking about a person who is absent, brings harm in many ways.
Yebo ungakhuluma ngomuntu uma uhlangene nomuntu kaNkulunkulu. Umtshele ukuthi usibanibani kanje kanje. Hayi ukuhleba. Kodwa ukufuna indlela yokumsiza.
It's different.
Umsize.
If you're sharing with a man of God and the reason is that you want to help that person.
Kodwa uma uhleba phathi igama lomuntu engekho uqhuba ivangeli likaSathane.
But if it's idle chatter, that person not being there, you are promoting the gospel of Satan.
Izono zakho ezisolimini zinophoyizeni obulalayo.
The sins of your tongue is a poison that kills.
Phuma ukuthuka.
Swearing comes out.
Kuphume izinto ezingafanele zingaphi ngoba noma lo muntu uzwana naye ke kutsazwana naye ngoba usemhlebile ngamazwi akho awakhi uyadiliza.
Things that are not upbuilding, and you'll find your attitude will not be friendly towards that person because you've spoken such words.
Uma nifundizaka, nizofunda amazwi amaningi.
You can read.
Akhulumayo ngokuhleba. Kuthiwa anjenga njengento iphalishe limnandi. kodwa elehlela phansi ekujuleni ngoba lo muntu ngeke samthande lo muntu usembuka ngamehlo amabi ngalokho akuzwe ngawe ukhuluma ngaye uhleba kanti iBhayibheli lithi uma umuntu wona yana kuye khuluma naye umsize.
The Bible says, like in Proverbs, many things about gossip. In one place it says, it is like porridge that is warm and goes down nicely. But then the attitude of that person changes. They are unfriendly. The Bible says that we should not speak and gossip and slander.
Kubi uphimisele into ngomunye umuntu. Lokho kuhlukanisa ibandla, kuhlukanisa imndeni, kuhlukanisa abazalwane. Ngophoyizeni okhumo ophumela olimini lwakho.
But rather go to the person concerned. The Bible says that it splits, it separates people. Gossip separates churches, it separates congregations, people, families, because of your words.
Kuphuthiswa njengamafutha ngomlilo wesihogo.
Slander is like oil on the fire, but it is from hell.
Kodwa omunye ke athi, hayi, ngona umphule noma ngibona ewona, angifuni ukuhleba, usezongizonda, nalokho kuyinto yesihogo, nawe ungowesihogo. Ngoba uma ubona umuntu ona, awukwazi ukuthula. Yana kuye. Uma uhluleka ukuya kuye, yana kumuntu onamandla ukumsiza.
But some might think, well, then I'll just keep quiet. If I see a person sinning so that I protect myself against slander, I won't say a thing. Well, that's also out of hell. The Bible says, go and help the person.
Ukuhleba kuvela enhlizweni engcolile.
Gossip springs from a defiled heart full of wickedness. Understand this well, that when Jesus comes, he will judge even every single word. By your words, you will be justified. By your words, you will be condemned. Gossipers are known also to be lazy. They like going into homes and chatting and discussing other people. And the Bible says that that slanderer is a murderer. For you should not separate people, you should rather unite people.
Uma usebenza umsebenzi omubi ulimi lwakho luqhuba okubi maye kuwe unecala.
If you are promoting wickedness through your tongue, woe to you, you are guilty.
UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuba simlalele. Uma singamlaleli sikhonza izithixo.
God wants obedience from us. If not, we are guilty of idolatry, serving other gods.
So
it says, be an example.
That asikaze sizo umuntu ekhuluma okunje.
Be an example in word, remembering how the enemies of Jesus, those soldiers, could not arrest him. They said what comes out of his mouth. They've never heard a man speak, for it is so good. For the Bible says, of all the members of the body, there is none, no other member like the tongue, which is filled with poison. Even though the Bible refers to the sin as usually being with women, it also says that the one who speaks much sins much. How disappointing that men are wearing the dresses. Be an example in all of that. And be an example in conduct. What is the meaning of this in the Bible? If it speaks here of conduct, it is speaking about an inner conduct, the way that you behave inside you, an inner purity.
In your thought life, to be pure and clean. You know what your thoughts are. What you think.
Nangemcabango, when uyazi, ukuthi imcabango yakho injani.
We know that a person isn't what he thinks he is, but he is what he thinks. Look at your thoughts, and that is what you are.
Bugisisi imcabango yakho, uyiko loku, loko cabangayo.
Gazi ukuthi inhlanzeko yakho iphelele yini emcabangweni yakho akukho okwabafana noma kwabesifazane okwamadoda kube khona okubi uJesu uhlulela nemicabango.
I wonder whether your thought life is pure, is of good conduct, or whether it is filled with sexual immorality, for Jesus judges even the thoughts.
He, when he comes,
will judge our thoughts, our motives. My question is, has the Lord Jesus worked in the area of your thought life? Men, would you be happy that your thoughts about the opposite sex would be revealed today? Or would you be ashamed? For on the judgment day, they will be revealed. Jesus said, it is said, do not commit adultery, but I tell you, he who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery. Be an example in purity, in your thought life, before the believers and before God.
Let it
Let it not be an outward form of being clean, but something that is genuine and really true in your thoughts. We should examine
ourselves.
We should test and examine ourselves now over thought life. What are our thoughts like?
No muti ai panze ngikase. UJesu njalo ehlangana nabantu. Besangena emnyango ubesefunda imicabango yabo.
You might say, but my outward conduct is fine, is decent. Jesus, when he was on earth, he and people were with him in a room. He had already read their thoughts. When Simon invited the Lord Jesus into his home, the Lord then was seated, as they did at that time in the Middle East, where they would sit and the legs would be down and face your feet facing away. Here was a woman who was washing his feet. Simeon, when he entered, said to himself, if this was a prophet, he would have known what type of woman this was who was doing this to his feet. You see, immorality, he knew her as being immoral. Immorality has been around a long time. Before he had even expressed that, Jesus then said, Simon, you invited me, you haven't come to wash my feet. But this woman hasn't stopped washing my feet with her tears, wiping my feet with her hair. Why, Simon?
Yena uthethelelwe okuningi othethelelwe okukhulu unothando olukhulu.
Simeon, it is because he who has been forgiven much loves much.
Wena ungangilethela amanzi ukugeza inyawo zami.
Haven't brought water to wash my feet.
Kusho ukuthi umuntu omthandayo uJesu umuntu othethelelwe izono eziningi ongenasono noma ephatha ulimi esho ngolimi uthando akusho lutho lokho.
A person who loves much is one who has been forgiven much, not something that's just on the tongue.
Ake ngiyeke manje.
Now let me leave that.
Isikhathi sesihambile.
Time has gone on.
Ngithi kenxa ngenxeba lika Jesu ohlangothini.
Because of the wounds of Jesus in his side.
Kenxa ngamanxeba akhe ezandleni.
In his hands.
Nasenyaweni.
And in his feet.
Ngithi ayilungi impilo yakho. Akuphele ukuzenzisa uthi uyangena esontweni. Ungena nemicabango emibi, uphume nemicabango emibi, Ungena nokuhleba uphuma ngokuhleba.
Through his wounds, let that be your cure. Let it be the end of gossip, the end of impure. Because of the wounds of Jesus, let it be the end of slander. Looking at videos, films.
Nyakumbula urolanti esepa elele mbedeni wami.
I remember when
wathi umsize mfowethu hamba ubatshela abantu bangabuka amavideo wathi uma inyoni indiza phezulu ichitha udodi kuwe khanda athi hawu kuyinto eyingozi leyo kodwa uma usuya endlini yeyinyoni uthathe wonke udodi wabo uyigobe ebusweni.
Remember the story of Roland when he lay dying in my house, in my bed. He said, warn the people about videos.
Hey, when I'm tagati, when I'm bulali, when ganezak, no no utate, lama filim, washis emlilweni, kuno guba, kushe wena, emlilweni, uzokala in ganezako zikula.
It's one.
Naham bin selaham kulunkulu, can't woe, oh, I fundisayo leum kuba.
It's one thing he said for. A passing bird to drop something on your head. It's another thing to go into a bird house and then to take all the dung and smear it over yourself. Maybe your children have gone in this way and you will be judged because you taught them that. You who watch these videos.
Kuyakuhlukanisa nobungwele, kuyakuhlukanisa noNkulunkulu, kukuhlanganisa noSatan.
You watch these indecent things, hear words which defile you, and you drift away from God. Satan takes you away from the Lord.
Ngempela amanxeba kaJesu ayize kuwe, unesikhathi sokumosa, ubuka izinto mhlawumbe nomkakho, mhlawumbe nengane zakho.
Are the wounds of Jesus in vain for you? Maybe you're watching it there in your house, or with your wife, or with your children. Woe to you, murderer. I don't know whether you have an ear to hear or
not.
Maybe you say, but it's generally it's a good film, but there was just a bad part. Maybe you say, but there's only a little bit of bad stuff and we don't look at that. Well, a bottle that is named poison is actually not dangerous because people will avoid it. But if you put a bit of poison into a bottle that's not labeled, then you will cause death. And that video becomes death to you.
Ivangeli ka Satan, noma uye boleni, kuphlazalwa iragbi, uzobuka iragbi, uthi alikhiphutha, kodwa bengakadlali nazi intombi ezincunu, ezidansayo. Nyambona ukuthi uSatan ungena yonke indawo. Ufunani lapho?
You say,
but nawe usuzongenwa lokhu kubola nalo poison.
You say it's okay to go to these soccer matches and rugby matches, but they are the cheerleaders and their nakedness that you look at. You see how Satan has deceived you and poison has come in. You are being damaged. You say that it causes nothing, but these are the things that causes Satan to come into your life, and you are lying if you tell you say that I am a Christian. You laugh about somebody while you scandal about them with your children and perhaps a stranger at your table. Instead of going to help that person, you are a murderer. To be heartbreaking if these words are in vain for you today, but rather let the Lord Jesus and His word start to work in you today, that you would become that example. Shall we pray?
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi amazwi akho angabi izeleze kodwa sebenze endlebeni yalona lo ozwayo ngoba sisazobuzwa ngale nkonzo nangamazwi akho ngosuku lokwahlulelwa.
Lord, I pray that these words will not be in vain to those who have listened, but rather that it would be something that helps them. Otherwise, it will be judgment on that day. Give us soft hearts, O Lord, that is fertile, instead of being soil where the birds just come and eat the seed. And may there be much fruit from what we've heard.
Amen.
Amen.